A reading from Corinthians. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died, and he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. The word of the Lord.
So we are continuing our hashtag wake up call series this morning. We're still exploring Paul's second letter to the Corinthian church and remembering that Paul was using this letter as a means of gathering together his thoughts and his ideas to be shared with a broader community. And so in the same way, we're using our hashtags to gather our experiences of God's wake up calls in our own life and sharing them with a larger community. So let's take a moment just to kind of refresh ourselves, remember where we are. We know that Paul is writing this letter after having some sort of argument with the Corinthian church. We don't know what it was about, but Paul left in a huff, and so he's writing this letter in the aftermath of that argument. And then we know that the city of Corinth sits on a major trade route, and so it became a very wealthy city. A lot of money flowed through this city. And we also know that Paul is writing in order to give these Corinthians a wake-up call in their faith, to call them back to the transformative power of the empty tomb, to dissuade them from following after false teachers, from sliding back into their old habits. And so this morning we hear Paul say this, "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." This is Paul's wake-up call for the Corinthian church and for us this morning. You have been made new. Now, as I mentioned in our children's sermon this morning, The Very Hungry Caterpillar is arguably one of my favorite books of all time. My mother can attest to the fact that it was a childhood favorite. Sophia can attest to the fact that it is one of my favorites to read to her, whether she wants to listen or not. I love The Very Hungry Caterpillar. It's a great story. If you're not familiar with it, it's very simple. There's a caterpillar who, of course, is very hungry, hence the title. And it's a journey of the caterpillar eating through a variety of different foods, and then eventually, you know, as caterpillars do, going into a chrysalis and emerging as a beautiful butterfly. Now, this book, for me as a child, inspired a lifelong appreciation for this journey that caterpillars go on to move from being a caterpillar to a butterfly. But it was only recently that I learned that this journey is even more beautiful than I had ever understood. See, for years, I operated under the assumption that what happened is that a caterpillar would go into the chrysalis, right, the technical term for that nice little shell that it makes around itself, would go into the chrysalis and would essentially grow wings, lose some weight, and emerge out the other side as basically a caterpillar with wings, right? That was how I understood this process to work. Anybody with me on this? This is what we... A couple nods. Thank you. I appreciate you not making me feel like the only idiot in the room who didn't know this. That's very helpful. So, what I have learned is that scientists, you know, people who study this sort of thing, who like dedicate their lives to butterflies and caterpillars, have understood that that's not how this process works. That in fact what happens is the caterpillar goes into the chrysalis, and inside the chrysalis, enzymes are released. And these enzymes break down all of the tissue that make up the caterpillar until there's nothing but goo. That is a scientific term, by the way. There's nothing but goo that is left in the chrysalis. I was going to show a picture of it, but it's kind of gross looking, so we decided not to put that up on the screen this morning. But there is nothing but goo. There's no bone structure. There's no exoskeleton. There's no major organs. There's just goo. And then within the chrysalis, in this goo, the protein structures are reformed into something new. Not merely a caterpillar with wings, but into a beautiful butterfly. That's how this process works. So you can see how the butterfly is not merely becoming a better version of itself. It's, you know, some sort of caterpillar that has grown wings and had the ability to fly, but is truly becoming a brand new thing. A new creation, if you will. And so while for centuries the Christian church has used the butterfly as this kind of metaphor for new life and for resurrection, you've probably seen butterflies around Easter time popping up in our church decorations even here at Lord of Life. It is only within the last year or so that I've begun to realize just how appropriate a metaphor this is. That the butterfly is truly reminding us that we are not just called to be better versions of ourselves. We're called to be made new. See, for years, I've heard pastors and Bible study leaders and faith mentors of mine talk about this language of being a new creation. You might have even heard this yourself. You've probably even heard me use this language. And almost every time that I hear it, it seems as though the process of being a new creation centers on becoming a better version of yourself, learning how to do things better. But in fact, if we think about the metaphor of the butterfly, if we think about truly what it means to be a new creation, we're not just going to be better versions of ourselves. We're going to be broken down into goo and reformed into something that is brand new. That's what becoming a new creation hinges on. See, a conversation that I have on a fairly regular basis goes something like this. I'll ask someone, hey, how are things going? What's happening in your life? And they'll say, well, you know, Pastor, things are going all right, and I'm just trying to be a good person. There's nothing wrong with that. If we all were just trying to be a good person, the world would probably look dramatically different than it does today. It might even be better than it is today. But Paul does not write, so if anyone is in Christ, they take it upon themselves to be a good person. Paul writes, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. See, any one of us saying that I'm just going to be a good person is essentially the same as the caterpillar saying, well, I'm just going to grow wings. That's not how this process works. Maybe you can stand to be a better person in your life. You know, maybe you can be a more generous or more kind or more caring. Maybe you can spend more time with your family. These are all wonderful and worthy things that we can invest our time in, but it is not the call of our faith in Christ. Maybe there are even negative things that you can get rid of. Maybe you can drink less, or maybe you can get past an addiction. Maybe you can let go of anger. Again, all worthy things. But not the call of our faith in Christ. The call of our faith in Christ is that we are going to be broken down into goo and reformed into something new. We are going to become a new creation. See, anybody can do good things. Regardless of your faith or lack thereof, you can do something nice for your neighbor. You can be an honest and trustworthy person. Anybody can do good things. We could even go so far as to make the argument, as Martin Luther did, that it is only by God's grace that we can do anything good. And so whether you are a Christian doing a good thing or an atheist doing a good thing, you are doing that by God's grace being revealed in your life, whether you would call it that or not. And yet doing a good thing is like being a caterpillar with wings. It's impressive. It might even be worth your time, but it's not our true purpose. See, the butterfly when it enters into the chrysalis, when it allows the enzymes to break down its tissue, when it allows itself to be reformed into something new, is living into its true purpose. Not to be a caterpillar with wings, but to be that new creation. And so for us, we're made into that new creation, and we get to live into our true purpose, to love God and to love one another. And we get to do that because we are a new creation. We have been made new. Let me say that again, just in case you missed it. We have been made new. Notice this is not a future endeavor, right? If we listen to Paul's words again, so if anyone in Christ is in Christ, there is a new creation. This is not future tense. This is happening now. You, people of God, people who are in Christ, who gather here at Lord of Life this morning, you are a new creation. You have been made new. Now, it probably would be enough for us to stop there, but there's something that I feel like I just have to warn you about. Just, I've never been inside the mind of a caterpillar as they go through this process and form the chrysalis up around themselves. I don't know if they're thinking, man, I'm about to be broken down into nothing but goo. This is really going to be, I don't know if that's what's going through their head, but here's what I do know. If we're going to go through this process, if we're going to allow God to break our lives down into goo so that we can be reformed into something new, it's probably not going to be a very comfortable process. There might even be some pain along the way. There might be things that once provided us comfort that we have to let go of. There might be habits that used to fill us that become toxic to our lives. I don't know what it's going to look like for you, but I can guarantee this, being broken down into goo so that we can be reformed into a new thing is not an easy process. It's not as simple as just trying to do a few good things every week. It's not as simple as just trying to be a caterpillar that grows wings. It's a process that's going to involve some pain, some struggle, some challenges. And yet God's promise is that we will be a new creation. That we are, in fact, a new creation right now. So this week, I have another task for us. You know, every week I've been giving us a little homework assignment just to keep you on your toes in these summer months. We don't want anybody to, you know, fall asleep on us, right? So here is our task for this week. Look for those places where God is making you new. Look for it in the joy that comes your way. Look for it in the pain that crosses your path. Look for it in the healing. Look for it in the illness. Look for it in the laughter, and look for it in the sorrow. Look for those places where you are being made new. Because every day that you wake up and say, Jesus, I want to follow you today, I promise you, you are being made new. And so our photo booth today doesn't have a fill-in-the-blank for you. It just has a simple sign for you to hold that says, I have been made new. I challenge each of you to take a moment to hold that sign. Take a picture. Have someone else take a picture and remember that promise. Hold on to that promise throughout this week that you have been made new. Regardless of what the world is telling you, whether it's telling you that you just need to be a caterpillar with wings, or if it's trying to tell you that nothing good could ever come out of a puddle of goo, hold on to that promise, because you have been made new. And you never know when a butterfly is going to sprout its wings and learn to fly. God loves each of you, and I do too.